Fan Junkies Radio is brought to you by FanJunkies.net, where sports meet social networking.
Afternoon to you all, and thank you for joining me, Frat House Mike, here on another Frat House Saturday here on the Fan Junkies Radio Network. And in just a little bit or so, I will be bringing you another audio rebroadcast of this week's 5 Minutes at the Frat House, and I'll be bringing that to you shortly. I thought perhaps maybe, however, what I would jump in to do real quick here for you, bring you a few live sports updates, and let's kick it off real quick with the NHL because, well, some of you might be aware of the fact that this weekend is hockey weekend across America. Yeah, we're on the long weekend with President's Day coming up on Monday, and so this is sponsored by USA Olympic Hockey, hockey weekend across America, and there are quite a few games that you're going to be able to tune into over the course of the next, couple of days, today, tomorrow, and I believe there's even quite a few Monday afternoon games scheduled as a result of the national holiday. But getting underway shortly, in just a couple of moments, actually, we will have the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Florida Panthers. This is an inter-division game that's coming up, interestingly, Tampa Bay right now sitting in second place in the Southeast Division. Florida in fourth place. However, there is only a two-point differential separating these two teams. Tampa Bay sitting there with a 6-6-1 record. Florida with a 4-6-3 record. Excuse me. However, you've got to ask yourself the question, what in the world is wrong with Florida's defense and perhaps maybe even their goaltending? As right now, they are looking at a 17-goal differential. They've had 30 goals for, 47 goals against at Tampa Bay right now with a plus nine point differential, nine-goal differential. They've had 49 goals for and 40 goals against. That game will be coming up. A puck will be dropping on that one very, very shortly as that's a 3 o'clock scheduled game, and you can catch that one right now over on NHL Network, and you can bet right now it is on behind me here at the Frat House. Other games in the queue for today, we got Ottawa against Toronto. Philadelphia will go up against Montreal. The Devils will be going to the Islanders, Anaheim, Nashville, Columbus, Phoenix, and then later on, much later this evening, out on the West, you'll have Colorado and Edmonton. And so there's our NHL live update as I know it for the moment right now. The other thing that's going on right now that's really quite exciting and very exciting for me actually. I'm a big college basketball fan. We've got NCAA basketball really starting to heat up now at this particular time. We're looking at about 4 weeks from now, folks. We will be into the NCAA tournament and we're coming down to the final stretch here. We'll have conference tournaments probably kicking up, I would guess, in the next 10 days, maybe about 2 weeks or so, and those will be leading into the NCAA tournament. We have a number of top 25 games on the schedule just today, as a matter of fact. You've got right now, number one ranked Indiana is taking on Purdue. That game is at halftime. Indiana is leading that game 41-29. Games that have already taken place. Number 21, Notre Dame, lost today to Providence 71-54. Other games that are scheduled, Gonzaga, number 5, it will be at San Francisco, and that game will be at 4:30. Excuse me again. Games, though, that are currently going on. Kentucky right now in the second is losing 47-82 to Tennessee. Holy smokes, what the heck has happened to Calipari's team? We got a number 16 ranked Pittsburgh going up against number 18 Marquette. That's in the second quarter as well. 2:10 left in that. Marquette is leading it 74-62. Other games that are scheduled, for today, other games that are scheduled include number 8 ranked Michigan State at Nebraska, number 7 ranked Florida at Auburn. That game actually, that game started at 1:30. And I don't seem to have a – okay, where is that one? Right now, that Florida is winning that game, 60-31 against Auburn. That's in the second quarter right now with 12-12 left in that, or second half, actually. All right, so there's a little NCAA update for you as well. Big matchups. Looks like some top 25 teams are not faring as well as one might thought, particularly in Kentucky and, of course, then Notre Dame losing as well. So we'll see where things go with that. How about a little racing update as well? At 4:30 this afternoon, there is going to be an ARCA race going on. You can catch it 4:30 on Speed, and that'll be going on down at Daytona. Now, I bring this race up for a particular reason, and that is because number 18 qualifier Sean Kaur will be racing in that. And I bring Sean up because, well, he's actually going to be a guest with Jonathan and I on Monday on our regular Fan Junkies radio program. He will be with us at about the 12:15 mark on Monday. And, you know, it would be nice if he has a really good showing today, because I'm sure that would put him in a really good mood when he's on with us. But you might want to check into that. There's a lot of racing action now starting to gear up as, you know, we're heading into new seasons in almost all the different racing categories. NASCAR kicks up officially next weekend with Daytona. NHRA right now has started its new season with their first heats going on out at Pomona. They started on Thursday with qualifying yesterday on Friday, and today they're running as well. Finals in the Winter Nationals, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Winter Nationals, taking place tomorrow. At 8 o'clock this evening, you will have the Sprint Unlimited. This is an exhibition NASCAR race. Some of the top drivers in the Sprint Cup Series, 19 of them, in fact, all of these are former pole winners from last season, will be competing in a 75-lap exhibition. And you can catch that race at 8 o'clock on Fox. And you can bet I'll be checking that one out as well. I'm probably also going to be checking out that ARCA race, although I'm not a big ARCA follower. I will be checking this one out to see how Sean Kaur does, and I would certainly hope that many of you might join in with Jonathan and I all next week, as we're going to do a complete NASCAR week over on Fan Junkies Radio at 12 o'clock Eastern Time right here on the Fan Junkies Radio Network. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. Monday we will have Sean Kaur. So I'll be checking that race out at 4:30 this afternoon. And again, that's on Speed. 8 o'clock tonight, you've got the Sprint Unlimited. Want some more racing? How about NHRA qualifying this evening? That'll be the rebroadcast from today's activities. That will be on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN2. Wow. There's a lot of live sports for you to be checking out today, if that's what you care to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, I appreciate the fact you are here with me on Frat House Saturday here on the Fan Junkies Radio Network. And that doesn't mean you can't be watching some sports. You can certainly have that on, as I said, right here at the Frat House. I've got that 3 o'clock hockey game between Tampa Bay and Florida ready to drop the puck as we speak. Now, as I pointed out in a couple of in a few moments here, very shortly, I'm going to be bringing to you the live rebroadcast, if there is such a thing, of the most recent audio rebroadcast of the most recent 5 minutes at Frat House. However, I thought perhaps maybe what I would do is we would run this show just a little bit differently today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. 347-237-5373. All right, that's the number. 347-237-5373. That's how you can jump right in and give me a holler if you wish. Now, I thought what we would do for just a couple of moments, and this show is completely dependent upon you folks, the listeners. Normally, I go until 4 o'clock. However, I've accounted for the fact that, hey, if we go a little bit over 4 o'clock, if we go past the 4 o'clock hour today, that's fine. I've got no issue with that. It's going to be completely driven by you folks. If you want to give me a call in, you want to talk about something, anything on your mind, truly, anything at all related to sports, I'd be more than happy to chat with you about it. There's a couple of things, however, I thought that I would throw out there as potential topics. And you know, I just got done talking about racing. We're talking about NHRA. We're talking about NASCAR. Of course, there's other types of racing. Of course, there's, you know, you got your Indy cars. You've got your Formula Ones and even others. Racing starts this weekend. We're kicking it up, as I pointed out. NHRA drag racing will be started officially. We've got the exhibition race in NASCAR this evening, and NASCAR officially kicks up next week at the Daytona 500. I've been a racing fan now for, I guess, about 4 or 5 years. Listen, like any good sports fan, I've always been aware of it. You know, I follow it. I've seen it on, on sports clips, what have you, on the nightly sports broadcasts, you know, over the years. But I really never necessarily followed it. Now, that's not to say that I hated it. I just didn't necessarily follow it. Well, I have actually become a fan of really both NASCAR and NHRA. I am a big, big drag racing fan. And I'm a big NASCAR fan as well. I'm probably really a bigger NHRA drag racing fan than I am NASCAR. And the way that I qualify that is if, in fact, I ever had anybody walk up to me and say, hey, Mike, here are tickets for today's NASCAR race, or here are tickets for today's NHRA finals, which would you prefer to have? I would probably opt for the NHRA. One of the things, however, that bothers me a bit is the stereotype that racing fans get. You know, particularly to people, I suppose, that are, you know, out of the loop and don't follow racing, but nonetheless want to apply a perceived stereotype that racing fans are, I don't know, some sort of hick hayseeds. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm neither. I'm neither a hick nor a hayseed, as you can tell. I was born and raised in the suburbs of the Philadelphia region. You know, hey, I'm college educated. I've been a professional in many, many areas of business, education, and things like that. I mean, I do not consider myself, you know, the stereotypical quote-unquote hayseed. Now, I understand that, you know, perhaps maybe this is where racing perhaps maybe got some of its genre, some of its origin from in the very, very, very beginning. But I would love to hear from fellow racing fans who themselves are a lot like myself, who perhaps maybe really, really resent this type of stereotype that's out there. And it just kind of bothers me a little bit. You know, because truly, when you think about it, and I don't care what sport it is that you might attend, you could find folks that fall into that kind of stereotype in just about every single sport. All right. You know, go to a hockey game, go to a baseball game for you know, you're going to find folks that you would probably throw into that kind of stereotype. And yet, for some reason or another, that kind of thing seems to follow racing fans. It also disturbs me when there are folks that make judgments or want to commentate, perhaps, maybe on racing, and it's obvious that they have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever of the sport itself. I'm not going to mention any names, but there is a, you know, I listen to a radio station here in the Philadelphia area, a sports talk radio station, and there's a gentleman on there that I listen to every single day, who just loves to, on occasion, get involved in talking about racing. And I sit there and I just cringe because it is so obvious how ignorant he is. And I think to myself, boy, I really wish you would just never even bring it up at all. Do not even go near this topic. If you don't have any knowledge whatsoever about what you're talking about or the people that are involved in this particular sport, then just shut up and leave it alone. Leave that for somebody else who knows something about that particular sport. And so, you know, hey, 347-237-5373, and that's why I'm opening it up. And that's why I'm opening up the lines now. And like I said, if we go a little bit past 4 o'clock today, that's fine. I don't have any issue with that. I'd like to hear, if you're a racing fan, what's your thinking on that? You know, do you think that the stereotype is fair? Do you think it's unfair? How do you feel about it if you're a racing fan when you hear these kinds of stereotypes? Something else that was on my mind as well, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are aware of it, and that is that this weekend, as I pointed out at the top, so yes, we have hockey across across America, Hockey Weekend across America going on. But we also have, listen, folks, this is NBA All-Star Weekend. And you're sitting there going, huh, what? I didn't know that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've got the All-Star game that will be played tomorrow. And I've got a question for sports fans out there right now. Are you planning on checking that out? Because I got to tell you right now, I have absolutely no intention of watching the NBA All-Star game. The NBA All-Star game, in my opinion, has to be the second worst All-Star presentation put on by any of the major four sports. Obviously, number one would be the Pro Bowl put on by the NFL. But the NBA All-Star game has gotten so hackneyed, so trite, so boring. There's absolutely no defense in this game. I really don't even think that it serves a purpose any longer for the purposes of showcasing or highlighting talent. I think it is absolutely dull. It's absolutely boring. And I got a question. If you're a basketball fan, particularly a pro basketball fan, are you watching this thing? Or should we consider, the NFL is, should we consider just scrapping this thing? You know, it doesn't make any it's not attractive. I'm going to be very, very interested on Monday to see what the TV ratings are on this particular game. To me, it's a yawner, and I'd like to hear from NBA fans. NBA fans out there, are you planning on watching the All-Star game? And if you feel strongly that this is a particular game that should continue to matter or should continue to be something in the forefront of our sports minds, and you can make a case for it, 347-237-5373. Give me a holler and let me know on that one. A story came out yesterday, which I felt compelled, and I know that probably Jonathan and I are going to get into it on Monday on our regular Fan Junkie show. But I kind of felt that I would jump in on it right now a little bit just as a preface. And again, I open it up to anybody that's listening to give me a holler and give me your thoughts on this one. It was reported, in fact, I got my report from USA Today yesterday. It was reported Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, last year in 2012, he made $29.5 million. Yeah, $29.5 million for the commissioner of the NFL. And I throw that out there to you as sports fans. Does the commissioner, well, first of all, you know, let's get it straight. I don't think anybody in sports deserves $29.5 million. But I particularly do not feel that the commissioner of a sports league should be looking at such a grotesque amount of money for 1 year's work. Roger Goodell would have to prove to me that he is positively worth $29.5 million a year. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not bashing Roger Goodell. In fact, I don't hate the guy. I really don't have an opinion about him one way or another. I'll be perfectly honest. I do have an opinion about Bud Selig. I really, really do not like that man. And I really, really would love to see him go. You know, I can't wait until he fulfills his retirement indication. I can't wait until that's done and over with and we get ourselves a brand new commissioner. But I do not feel the same way about Roger Goodell. I really don't have an opinion about him one way or another. You know, I don't think he's done a horrible job. I don't think he's done a great job. I really don't have an opinion about it. So this is in a situation where I'm looking at Roger Goodell and going, the guy's a scumbag, or the guy, I can't stand him, or he's been horrible for the NFL. And, oh, by the way, because of that, I don't think he should get $29.5 million. I don't think any commissioner should be getting $29.5 million. Now, I want to put this into perspective for a moment. Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, is currently the only player in the league who has a contract that averages $20 million a year annually, which means Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, is getting paid more a year than the highest paid player in the NFL. Think about that one for a moment. This guy doesn't put pads on. He doesn't go out there. He's not going through a preseason training camps. All right. He's managing the league, allegedly, and he's getting paid more than the highest paid player in the entire NFL. To me, there's something absolutely wrong with that picture. It doesn't make any damn sense to me. And so I open it up. 347-237-5373. Don't be afraid. Give me a holler. I'm not going to yell at you. You know, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not going to bite your head off. Let me know what you think. I just threw three topics down there. Racing. Hey, you're a racing fan? You get a little tired sometimes? Are you hearing the stereotypes about racing fans? NBA. How about that All-Star game? Boy, oh boy, I can't wait until that tomorrow. Boy, I'm sitting here. I got my bowl of pretzels and chips ready to go because I can't wait to sit there and watch that. Not Roger Goodell. Should he be making $29.5 million? Seriously? Let me hear your thoughts on some of those things. 347-237-5373. Okay. What I want to do here is I'm going to be bringing to you the audio rebroadcast of this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 76. Again, I say audio. This is a video, folks, and you can find all of our videos over at YouTube. Go over to YouTube, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House, or go to our channel, The Frat House. The Frat House. All right, that's our channel, and you'll find all of them there. You can go to frathouseports.net as well. You go over there, you will find where all of our videos are housed as well. They're all over there on our own website, frathouseports.net. This is one of those episodes. This is one of those shows this week that, well, I'm going to be bringing you the audio of it, and a lot of it you're going to get. This is absolutely worth going over and taking a look at, because there's a number of things in here that you're going to miss if you don't actually see the actual audio. And one of them is the we introduce in here a new feature, and that's our top five, something related to sports, but we do a countdown in a top five sort of methodology. And what you miss in this is you miss the graphics that are up behind us. When you're just hearing it in the audio format, you miss the graphics and the images and the pictures that are up behind us on the big screen as we're videotaping this. So for that reason alone, it is absolutely worth going over and taking a look at the video itself. Now, if you hear something during the course of the show, and I'll be coming back on when it's over. It runs about 30 minutes. I'll be coming back on when it's concluded. If you want to call in about something you heard in the show, or if you want to make a comment about something, I'll be here to take any calls that you want to provide to us. You know, if you want to call during the running of that particular program, you may. But I'll take the calls when the program has completely rebroadcast. Also, if you want to call in, you know, perhaps maybe you're sitting back and you're thinking about some of those topics I just threw at you. You know, the racing topic, the NBA All-Star Game, you know, Roger Goodell's disgraceful compensation that he received this past year. If you're giving some thought to that, perhaps maybe put your thoughts together and you want to call in on that, on the backside of the rebroadcast of 5 minutes of the Frat House, I'd be more than happy to take your comments on that at that particular time. So, without further delay, let me, in fact, bring you this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 76. Again, you can find it over at YouTube. Go in, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House, and the one you'll be hearing here is our number 76th episode. And here you go.
There you go. You made it back to the Frat House here on our Valentine's Day episode of 5 minutes at the Frat House with Frat House Mike and Sidekick. And listen, make no doubt about it. We certainly appreciate the love you show us, and we're recognizing that this evening on our Valentine's show. We appreciate the love you show us all through the year, a year and a half now, as we are now commencing on our 76th consecutive week being here with you, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hard to believe, Sidekick, but we're already ready to talk about motorsports again, and welcoming new seasons, actually. Here we go. Are you ready, folks? NHRA is ready to kick up this coming weekend, and in fact, I believe that qualifying will be taking place on Thursday and Friday of this week out at Pomona, California. And so now, from this point, from now until November 10th, you've got yourself 24 weekends to be tuning in to exciting drag racing. And we're going to be trying to bring as many of those to you, the highlights from them, and bring in the standings, as many of them to you as we possibly can. In fact, we've got John Capps coming up on Fan Junkies Radio on Friday, just in advance of the first Winter Nationals. The Winter Nationals, that'll be coming up on over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. The finals will be on Sunday, and so we're going to have John Capps. And I'm hoping that perhaps maybe what I'll be able to do for next week's show is bring a little bit perhaps maybe of that interview that we'll be doing with him on Friday off of Fan Junkies Radio. We'll be bringing that to you here on 5 minutes at the Frat House next week. But let's talk a little NASCAR, because that season's kicking up as well.
Yep.
The official start actually will be next weekend with the Daytona 500. But we're not without racing just yet this weekend. Excuse me. Because we've got what has in the past been known as the shootout, the sprint shootout. Am I correct me on all my facts as I go through this stuff, because I'm going to turn to you in a moment. This week we've got the Sprint Unlimited, which is an exhibition race that will be done down at the Daytona International Speedway on Saturday night. It will be aired live at 8 o'clock on Fox. And as exhibitions go, Sidekick, in my opinion, I've seen this one for the past number of years. Generally, it's a really good one. These drivers go out, they drive hard. I mean, this is, you know, while it doesn't count in the point standings, these guys don't think twice about wrecking. I mean, they're not, you know, they're going hard at it.
This is for money.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, I guess
it's a non-point race, so it's all about the glory for them at this, you know.
Right. But this is a fun sort of thing, and I think what's going to make this one extra fun this particular year is that this is going to be the first time that we're going to see the new Gen 6 models, all of them in action, all on the course at the exact same time in a competitive environment. And this is really neat, folks, because I know you, like I, or, and vice versa, we're both excited about this whole new Gen 6 model look.
No, absolutely. Super excited.
Yeah.
And for those not really in the know about NASCAR or more of a casual observer, just to let you know, the Daytona 500 is the beginning of the NASCAR season.
Mm-hmm.
It's their Super Bowl
right.
equivalent for those football fans. And leading up to it, you have Speed Week,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it's just like Super Bowl. There's all sorts of activities and
right.
everything down at Daytona. It starts off with this the sprint, what they call now the Sprint Unlimited. 19 racers are in it. It's going to be 75 laps. There's a lot of fan interaction with it. There's the drivers are basically the pole setters from last season,
mm-hmm.
and then past winners of this event.
Right.
Big name not in it this year.
Right.
Is we were talking about pre-show is Brad Keselowski. He was the champion, but he never won a pole last season.
Right.
So he's not in this race. Last year it was won by Kyle Busch, who's looking to be the fifth. If he wins it again this year, will be the fifth driver to win back-to-back events.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Tony Stewart, who is looking to get his fourth win, to inch a little bit closer to Dale Earnhardt, who has six wins
yep.
at this event. But to get back to the fan interaction, there's segments, three segments of the race. So the fans actually voted on how long the segments are going to be, what the pit stops are allowed in between the segments, and how many drivers get eliminated after the second elimination.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's the format, is you get eliminated in the first round, and then you start again, and there's another elimination. And then, you know, the third round is just, you know, a certain number, you know, 5, 10, whatever, you know, racers that are going to go for the win.
And I got to tell you, folks, as like I said, as somebody who is really, and I've been unabashed about this, I'm fairly new still to the sport because I've only been following it for about 4 years. This is an exciting race to watch. I mean, for it being an exhibition, it doesn't count in anything. It's an exciting race to watch. And so what are some of the drivers that we've got in this particular race? Casey Kane, Marcus Ambrose, Denny Hamlin, I was pointing out, I put up on our Frat House Facebook page the other day, one of the writers from USA Today actually has Denny Hamlin as being his top pick right now to win the entire Sprint Cup Championship this year. Tony Stewart's in there, Greg Biffle is in there, but then you've got folks like Eric Almirola.
Marcus Ambrose is in there.
Yes.
Ken Schrader's in there.
Right, who all won, pole positions.
Yep.
So this is,
well, Kenny Schrader's in there
because he won
the previous winner.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Juan Pablo Montoya is in there. Hopefully he doesn't,
Well, we got new jet dryers.
That's what I heard. I heard there are
new jet dryers.
They unveiled them yesterday, apparently.
Oh, no!
Yeah, we got new ones. I think they're wand proof. Is that what it is? Is that what I heard?
That's what they're saying.
I think that's what they put up when I read it. They're wand proof. So, so anyhow, check it out this Saturday night, 8 o'clock over on Fox. I think you'll be it's an enjoyable event to watch, and like I said, if for no other reason, if you've been a NASCAR fan, listen, it's certainly worth taking a look at for the new Gen 6 cars, which I think are just sleek looking and really, really just a neat design.
Yep.
All right. Before we jump off of racing, let's go take a look at our Frat House Facebook post of the week. Which is one that I put up on Sunday last week, which had a kind of a what I would call a Budweiser-type ripoff image, reading nitromethane, the king of fuels. And I associated a comment with that, well, as we just pointed out, next week at this time, which will be this coming weekend, next week at this time we'll be preparing for the final rounds of the of NHRA season-opening Winter Nationals. And that was, believe it or not, our most viewed post over on the Frat House Eagleville page. So keep checking things out over there.
Yeah, to steal a line from the newly re-released Top Gun, I feel the need for speed.
The need for speed, yes.
Yeah.
Fun time of year. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait to get some racing in this season.
Are they re-releasing that movie?
Yeah, I saw it this weekend,
no.
In IMAX. It's in IMAX in 3D now.
It's already out?
Ugh. Yep.
I don't know. Okay. We'll talk about that one later.
Yep.
All right. In the meantime, let's talk a little baseball. How about that one? No, there's not much to talk about except for the fact that all of the teams now have the vast majority of all their players now have reported for spring training camps, whether you're over on the West Coast or down south or on the East Coast here. A lot of chatter all over the place as teams are now reporting. And it won't be long now before we actually are starting to see full squads playing competitive games in exhibition now, mind you. Won't be long now, as I think we are at this point now 9 days away from starting with exhibition games, where they'll actually be being played against opposing squads. And, you know, if that's your sort of thing, that's terrific. But as we know, all of that means absolutely nothing. The date that we're all really looking forward to is the date where the games actually do start counting in the wins and losses column. And how long do we have for that? Well, that's just 45 days away. 45 days away, and trust me, it's going to go by quickly. That's our countdown to Major League Baseball. How about a little round ball? Let's go take a look at what's going on in round ball. We got to start it out with college ball because, wow, a lot of changes that took place this past week in the standings in the top 25 over in the NCAA Division I basketball. Losses that were incurred by top 10 Michigan Wolverines, Florida Gators, and the Kansas Jayhawks all reflected in the top 25 AP poll. What do the rankings look like right now? We've got a little bit about 2 weeks, thereabouts, maybe a little bit more than that, before conference tournaments. Now, Indiana stays atop at the number one position. However, it was rumored, and there was thinking that perhaps, in fact, they might have been knocked out of there. But that, somehow or another, in the AP poll, they're staying up at the top.
And they did get knocked out of the coaches' poll.
Well, that was because Indiana, along with many others, as you're going to hear in a moment, along with many others, incurred losses during the course of the week. And a lot of those losses were, of course, top 10 teams. Duke moves up to moves up from number four to the number two spot. Although they had a very, very scary Sunday afternoon, I believe it was Sunday afternoon, matchup, might have been Saturday, against Boston College, where they only won that game by one. They should have won it by much more than that. Miami jumped. Holy smokes. Miami jumped from number eight to the number three spot. Michigan down to number four. Gonzaga hangs in there. They move up to number five. Both Michigan State and K-State now have broken into the top 10 this week. But as I pointed out, Kansas tumbled all the way down to number 14 after appearing in the number 5 spot last week. Notably, for this current week right now, notably, you got the Wisconsin Badgers, you got Memphis, you got Colorado State, and Kentucky now has jumped back on board into the top 25 list after they were not ranked last week.
And your favorite team has moved up four spots to 21st.
Yes, they did. Yeah, Notre Dame. Yes, the sidekick is referring to Notre Dame there. If it was noted that I, you know, forgot to mention them, well, yeah, they were number 25 last week, and they actually moved up to number 21. Now, listen, don't forget that as we go along and as we get closer and closer to the big tournament time, the NCAA tournament time, we will be having open invitations available to anyone at all that wants to jump in on our Frat House Bracket Challenge in the next few weeks. And so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to stay tuned here to our show, or the better way to get all that information, go over to the Frat House page, the Frat House -Eagleville, like the page, and you'll get the notification before anybody else when the brackets are up there and ready to go. And you're going to be able to jump in on that and compete as we all do right here. I know Sidekick here.
Not so well.
Sidekick here is looking forward to it. I know that he's just chomping at the bit to jump in.
Oh, nightmare.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's about it. How do I feel about it?
Yes. Looking at Sidekick's bracket is a nightmare.
This is my mulligan.
Get over there and like us over on Facebook, and then you'll get all those you'll get all that information. All right, let's stay with round ball. All right, let's take a look at the NBA. We're approaching the All-Star break in the NBA. In fact, the very last games will be played, I believe, tomorrow night in the NBA, which I think there are only two that are scheduled. The All-Star game is actually scheduled for Sunday at 8 p.m. on TNT. And I got to be honest, this is one All-Star game I kind of usually bail out on. And I'm just being straight up about it, folks. The NBA is fine. I enjoy it. I follow my teams. I enjoy talking about it. But I find the NBA All-Star game, I don't know, to me, there's no defense. It's generally, to me, it's rather dull. That's just my personal opinion. But we have the All-Star break coming up. I know you're going to be glued to it. I know you're going to be.
No.
As
Sunday, 9 o'clock, Walking Dead. Sorry.
As we move towards the All-Star break, let's take a look at where the NBA divisions are at this moment. And, you know, have there been any major changes since last week? Well, no, there haven't. There have really been no major changes whatsoever. Over in the Atlantic Division, the New York Knicks still sit atop that division. They are now 3.5 games in front of the Brooklyn Nets. I think they increased their lead by about a half game there from last week. In the Central Division, the Indiana Pacers, now just a half game in front of the Chicago Bulls. I'm frankly expecting the Central Division to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right up probably and right up until the end.
The Bulls.
Of course, Derrick Rose came out just the other day and said he will not be returning to the Bulls until he is, quote-unquote, 110%. And when reporters asked him outright, well, where do you think you are at this point? His response, far away from returning. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, the
court far, far away.
Yeah, the Bulls right now, though, are not putting any kind of timetable on him at this point. Over in the
goodness gracious.
Well, that's what the Chicago fans are saying. Over in the Southwest Division, my goodness, the Miami Heat, 8-2 in their last 10 games. Now they are 7.5 games in front of the Atlanta Hawks. Sidekick, what in the world can we talk about except LeBron James? 6 games in a row now with 30 points or more. That is a new record. He broke a franchise record the other night by going 5 games in a row, and last night, 6 games in a row at 30 points. And right now, the feeling is that we're looking at a LeBron James here that we have not seen so far in his entire career. This is an amazing display that he's putting on. And you know, suddenly on some of the talk shows that I'm listening to today, all the conversation going back and forth, you know, who's the better player, Michael Jordan, LeBron James? I mean, this is where we're going to be going with this kind of stuff. I, for one, am, you know, to me, you got a long way to go before you start making those comparisons.
Are you bleeping kidding me? I mean, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even close.
But you can't deny what LeBron's done in the past couple of games, for sure.
Oh, okay, he's on a streak.
Yeah, 30 points.
There were some jokes on
180 points in 6 games. I mean, get him there.
Where all the LeBron haters were, and I'm like, oh, right here.
Listen, I've made this clear. I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I don't hate him. I think what we're seeing right now is just it's remarkable. I mean, to put on this kind of a course. Now, I think tomorrow night they play Oklahoma City Thunder, and we're going to see. Because as I'm moving through the standings right now, over in the Northwest, the Oklahoma City Thunder have pulled out to a 6.5 game lead over the Denver Nuggets. And I was mentioning on Fan Junkies Radio the other day, it's kind of a shame because the Denver Nuggets, if they were in a completely different division, would actually be leading. That's how good Oklahoma City Thunder is right now at 39-13, 6-4 in their last 10.
And I'll be hoping that they put the smackdown on the Miami Heat.
Yeah, well, and frankly, you know, I'd be curious. I'll be curious to see the line on that game tomorrow morning because I can't see LeBron doing it 7 games in a row. That's not against Oklahoma City.
I mean, you know, It's about time he's living up to his potential.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying. You're right about that, and I think you're expressing the sentiment of a lot of people, particularly people probably on the outside of Miami. You're probably expressing the sentiment of people in Cleveland.
Yeah, where was this when you
were? Yeah, exactly.
Crack wagon.
Over in the Pacific Division, the LA Clippers have cooled off just a little bit. They've gone 5-5 in their last 10, but nonetheless, as I pointed out, and I pointed out, I think, last week, Golden State just hasn't been able to pick up on the Clippers' losses. And so still, the Golden State Warriors are 6 games behind the Pacific leading LA Clippers.
So would you say they kind of lost the wind in their sails?
Yeah. Lost the wind in their sails. There you go. I wasn't thinking quick enough to come up back with one. Over in the Southwest, the San Antonio Spurs are just rolling over everything that's in their path. 41-12 they are at this point. 9-1 in their last 10. And they are 7 games in front of the Memphis Grizzlies. And there is our round ball wrap-up for this week, both on the college side and on the pro side. Oof. Good basketball time, though. It's a good. I like mid-February going into March for basketball. It's good stuff. Okay, you ready to talk a little bit?
It's like my second favorite sport to talk about.
Second, yeah. Second. Your third, though. Are you ready to talk a little hockey? You're going to talk a little hockey tonight, aren't you? Huh? We're going to force you to talk a little bit of hockey.
Protest.
We're going to force you to talk a little bit of hockey tonight.
This wasn't in my CBA.
Look at it this way. We didn't necessarily gear it as NHL hockey.
Correct.
It could be any kind of hockey. That's correct. Correct. As what we're going to do here this evening is we are introducing a new feature here this evening. On 5 minutes at the Fred House, and we're calling this is our top five. Yep. And this evening, we're going to be taking a look at the top five reasons you do not want your kid to be a hockey referee. And so let's kick it off with number seven. Top five reasons, number seven, helicopter parents. They're going to get in your space. Oh, they're going to get in your face. You know that.
Coming in at number 6, Facebook memes cover your every action. And you know I love a good Facebook meme.
That's why we gave this one to you. Number five. Listen, you got to know it. Everybody hates you.
Coming in at number 4, too much ice. OSHA needs to investigate.
Over at number 3. You are expected to get in the middle of everything. You got to get in the middle. You know, there's no getting around it. That's part of your job description.
Yep. Coming in at number 2, dose. Every day it's a fight just to come to work.
you have those days every day, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And at the number 1 spot, 8 ounces of vulcanized rubber can really smart. Alrighty. There you go.
You're really dumb if you're sitting at Crosby.
There you go. Those are our top five. Top five.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the. I'm going to be sitting back waiting for the comments and the emails from our fans over our obvious top five. We'll see whether they caught on to it. It's our top five. I want to put a thanks out right now to our production director, Jen, who came up with this new feature. And it put it together for us this week, and we're going to be bringing another one to you next week, and we'll be bringing them to you, you know, occasionally as we continue to go through things and go through different seasons. So, but we've got one coming for you next week. So that got you warmed up, right? Yeah, it got you warmed up, so you're ready to talk a little NHL hockey, right?
Absolutely ready. Let's
okay,
go.
All right, finally, you're ready to talk some hockey. That's
we're
good.
We're ready to talk hockey.
All righty. How about this one, folks? It's a shortened season, and believe it or not, we are one quarter, better than one quarter, of the way through the shortened season, which is now in the rearview mirror. And so let's take a look at where the divisional standings are. and whether we saw any lead changes take place dramatically or not, as we did last week. And so let's go over to the Atlantic Division. Did we have a lead change there? Yes, we did. We have the New Jersey Devils now are leading over in the Atlantic Division. They are 3 points ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Over in the Northeast Division, the Boston Bruins continue to maintain their lead over there. Now they are 2 points ahead of the Toronto Maple Leafs. However, over in the Southeast, the Carolina Hurricanes have taken over that particular division. They are 2 points ahead of the Tampa Bay Lightning. My goodness. Have you taken notice of the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yep, I really like these chocolates.
There you go. The Chicago Blackhawks are have a... He doesn't need one. The Chicago Blackhawks have yet to lose a game. 10-0-3 they are. 23 points. They are leading the entire NHL division league right now. They are 6 points ahead of your St. Louis Blues. Who are they playing tonight? Who are your St. Louis Blues playing tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's Detroit Red Wings again. Yes, they are. They're playing the Detroit Red Wings. Over in the Northwest, the Vancouver Canucks stay atop there. They are now 5 points ahead of the Minnesota Wild. And in the Pacific Division, the Anaheim Ducks are just 2 points ahead of the San Jose Sharks. And there's
awesome.
There's my NHL update. Hard as I tried, folks, I tried. You see, we did our very best, our level best, to get him involved in the NHL conversation.
But unfortunately, they put shiny objects on the table.
Shut up and start talking.
Folks, you got to give me a hand here. You got to, like, send me an email, drop me a note. How can we get him engaged? Somehow or another, give me an idea on an angle.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You're just not telling. All right, let's wrap it up for this weekend. Let's run around and thank all of our folks that support us all the time. Aside from you, we're going to show a little love. It's Valentine's Day. We're going to show a little love to FanJunkies.net. Jonathan's social media program over there, his website, Where Sports Meets Social Networking. Fabulous site. Get over there. Join it. Completely free. Takes you 30 seconds, 2 minutes, tops, to sign up and get in on that. Go over and check it out. Holy smokes, have we been going crazy with Fan Junkies Radio. We've got it. We had a guest on today. We got one tomorrow. We got John Capps coming on tomorrow. Next week, all NASCAR guests next week. We've got a guest coming on the following Monday thereafter. We've got, like, guests lined up, I think, right through to just about the beginning of the baseball season.
You got to check out Fan Junkies Radio.
Yes, you do. Yes, we got to check that out. Make sure you get over and check it out over on Blog Talk Radio, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Many thanks.
Good show today.
It was. I enjoyed that.
I actually got to tune into this one.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was a lot of fun. We had.
I mean, I'm not saying that the other shows aren't good, but.
Yeah. No. We had Dwight Baird on from up in Montreal, Quebec. He is a game producer. He produced a board game all about baseball. Yes, a board game, folks. Not an electronic. Not one of these controllers. Went back to the old days. Check it out. Go over to Fan Junkies Radio over on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about during that leagues with this board game, and
yep.
I'm sitting there thinking we need to have a frat house.
We should start a frat house one. Well, we got to get the game first. We need to buy the game.
Yes.
So
go out and buy a copy of the game.
All the information is over there on that show, how to get to the game. I want to send a shout out to my buddy Chris Heidel down at HerbFM.com. HerbFM.com.
Yep.
He has been consistently replaying 5 minutes of Frat House here, sometimes an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Sometimes he goes 2 hours with it. Generally on Friday nights, you got to go over herbfm.com, check the broadcast schedule. You'll find it there. He's also been rebroadcasting Fan Junkies Radio, so we appreciate that.
And we don't have to beg him anymore.
No, we don't. No, never. Never had to beg him, really. CLW83, go over there, check them out. All right? They're rebroadcasting our 5 minutes at the Frat House, which I do on Saturdays over on Fan Junkies Radio. So they're rebroadcasting that. They're rebroadcasting all of the Fan Junkies programs. Last but not least, Frat House Sports. I've been very concerted in trying to get some new content up there. We got new content up there again this week, and I'm going to have I'm going to have a story up tomorrow about Dwight Baird. I'm going to write up a whole story on Dwight Baird and the game that we were just talking about, and it's going to be up there on Frat House Sports. So you need to go over and check that out.
Great.
Yeah, check that all out over there. All right. And there you go. That's our show for this Valentine's Day 2013. How do you like that one? We're coming in under 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
Some people here said that it wasn't even possible, but I'm here to tell you that it is. It is
possible. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so we want you to, you know.
Are you trying to stretch this out to make sure that we
get... Okay, check out the show, and then have the extra minute back with your spouse or your loved one.
Yo, man. We love you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Hey, listen, there's one more thing you got to do for me, and you know what it is. You got to keep us real, you got to keep us live, and you got to keep us going. We'll see you next week. Enjoy. Okay, and yeah, that's this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House number 76. And I failed to mention that one of the, you know, I had said, you know, this one was worth taking a look at as a video. The end video that you just heard the audio of there obviously doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. You got to actually go and see it. The end video is some priceless video I was able to locate. Of a Russian hockey game where the referee himself actually drops his helmet and goes after one of the players and gets into a full-scale brawl with him. And that video, the audio side of it that you were just hearing there, was in fact, while the show was going, you actually see that. Obviously, you didn't have the advantage of that as you heard the audio side of it here. Which is why you need to get out to YouTube, go over to YouTube, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House, or go to our channel, the Frat House, and you will locate all of our videos there. Or go to frathousesports.net. Let me give you a quick couple of live updates because I started off the show at the top of the hour just about an hour ago with you know, some live sports that are going on right now. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Florida Panthers. Tampa Bay is leading that game after one period 2-1. So the Panthers are down by one goal right now going into the second period. In NCAA round ball action, Kentucky ultimately did lose that game by 30 points. Number 25 ranked Kentucky just lost to the Tennessee Volunteers 88-58. And my suspicion would be that you will probably see Kentucky dropping out of the top 25 as we get the new rankings on Monday. Not a surprise, and, well, I can't say I'm terribly disappointed, as I am not a big John Calipari fan. Number 18, Marquette. I guess you could call it an upset. They're ranked number 18. They beat Pittsburgh, who are ranked number 16. They just beat them by 10 points, 79-69. Number 7, Florida. Well, that's a final now. They did beat Auburn 83-52. All right, and going on right now, my goodness, we've got Oklahoma
unranked Oklahoma, going up against 17th-ranked Oklahoma State. That game is tied right now, 73-73, and that is in overtime. And number one-ranked Indiana is having their way right now with Purdue. That has 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left in the game. Indiana's got firm control of that one. They're leading that game 80-48. And so there's our live updates. As you know, boy, oh boy, could I have done that any better? We are right, bing, on the hour at 4 o'clock. So there's your live update on the hour. Couldn't have timed that much better. I had brought up a couple of issues at the top of the hour, and I also said, hey, if we go a little bit past the 4 o'clock hour today, that's A-okay, because this show is being controlled by you, the listeners. If you want to call in, and in fact, at one point, unfortunately, I did have a call from the 832 area code. 832, if you're out there and you want to give me a holler in now, you may, as we are back on the air live. And somebody apparently did call in. We had a caller calling in right as I hit the replay button for the audio rebroadcast of 5 minutes at Frat House. And so, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get to them. I IM'd them and said, hey, give us a call back once we go live again in about 27 minutes. So if 832 wants to jump in at this point, I'll stay on as long as we have participation from you, the listeners. Don't be afraid. Hey, like I said, I'm not going to bite your head off. I'm not a nasty guy. I'm not like a lot of the sports talk show hosts out there that are going to demean you or make you feel bad. Everybody's got their own opinion. That's what sports talk is all about. 347-237-5373, and I'll stay here for a couple of minutes and see whether anybody wants to give us a holler in here as well. Monday, we will be kicking up, Jonathan and I will be kicking up NASCAR week as we lead into the opening of the NASCAR season at the Daytona 500. And as you heard there on 5 minutes at the Frat House, most sports end their season with kind of a big hoopla championship sort of event. In baseball, we've got the World Series. In the NHL, you've got the Stanley Cup Finals. In the NFL, you got the biggest game in sports, and that's the Super Bowl. NASCAR kind of does it a bit reverse. Daytona 500 is really the Super Bowl of NASCAR, and that opens their season. And so we're going to be doing a complete NASCAR week this coming week on Fan Junkies Radio, right here on the Fan Junkies Radio Network, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. That's when you can catch it live. Of course, you can always catch all of our shows in archive. But if you want to, if you want to be able to participate, if you want to be able to call in, you need to be listening live. And so what do we got lined up for this coming week? Well, on Monday, we've got Sean Tour from Empire Racing. Jonathan tells me, I believe Sean Tour is, a 19 or 29-year-old, driver. And you're actually going to, in about 30 minutes or so, if you care to, you're going to be able to get a chance to see him running in I think it's live, ARCA race that will be broadcast right here. It'll be broadcast live, I believe, over on, in fact, I know it's going to be on Speed. It's going to be on Speed Network, the ARCA race from Daytona. And he qualified 18th. And so you'll be able to catch that here this afternoon at 4:30. If you care to have that, and we will be having him on with us during our NASCAR week on Monday. That will be Monday. On Wednesday, we've got Steve Nelson from the Freescale Semiconductor Corporation. And frankly, I think this might just be one of the more interesting guests we have the entire week. Steve is the marketing director for Freescale. Freescale Corporation is the company that designed, developed, and implemented the electronic fuel injection system that was introduced in the NASCAR stock cars last season. That's the first time they had actually moved away from the old carburetor system to the electronic fuel injection, which, of course, all of us have known in our vehicles for now how long? What, 20 years? Easily, right? But NASCAR just went to them last year. There were some issues throughout the season with the new EFI system, and we're going to have Steve Nelson on to talk about some of what we saw from last season with the introduction of the new EFI. And I think, interestingly enough, how that whole new EFI has been implemented into the new Gen 6 models that if you take the time this evening to watch the Sprint Unlimited, you're going to see the new NASCAR models. This is the first time that NASCAR has changed their model look on all of their cars. It doesn't matter whether you're driving. It doesn't matter whether you're driving a Toyota or a Chevy or a Dodge, whatever's out there on the track. They've all had to come into compliance with the new Gen 6 model type. And as I said, this is the first time that they have changed the look of the cars, I believe, since about 2007. And so I'll be able to get into it with Steve a little bit over the whole EFI thing, the controversies over the new electronic fuel injection system from last year, some of the controversies that took place with that last season, and how that's been refined, if it needed to be at all, for the new Gen 6 models that you'll be seeing on the tracks starting tonight and all through this coming season. And so Steve Nelson will be with us on Wednesday during NASCAR Week. On Friday, which will conclude our NASCAR Week, we have 19-year-old, yes, she's only 19 years old, comes from a family of drivers, Lauren Busch, that's B-U-S-H, not B-U-S-C-H, like Kyle or his brother. She's going to be on with us to talk about what it's like to be a young, well, female driver in a rather male-dominated type of sport. And so that should be very interesting. She's scheduled to be with us on Friday. And that's our NASCAR week. Now, we actually kicked off on Fan Junkies Radio. We kicked off racing week actually yesterday. And as I pointed out at the top of the show at 3 o'clock, NHRA has kicked off for real. No exhibitions this weekend at Pomona, out in Pomona, California. And we had on John Capps, a funny car competitor. You might recognize the name for those of you that follow NHRA. John is the younger brother of Ron Capps, Napa driver, who drives for the Schumacher team, and came within 2 points. Brother Ron came within 2 points last season of winning the funny car championship on the very last race. And so we had John on yesterday for about 20 minutes. Fascinating interview with him. You can catch that in archive if you go over to, I believe, and I can pull it up here real quick right now. If you go over to yesterday's show, which was episode number 65 with John Capps, you can give a listen to that. It was a very, very good interview and a lot of fun to have my buddy John Capps. John and I have been conversing back and forth over the past number of months, and it was good to finally get a chance to talk to him and to wish his brother Ron all the best in the upcoming season. So give a listen to that one, number 65. Go over and listen to Fan Junkies Radio. All right, 347. I'll throw it out there one more time, and if we get anybody, but particularly my whoever was giving us a holler before from the 832 area code, be more than happy to take your calls. 347-237-5373. I had brought up a couple of topics at the top of the show. One of them was, if you're a racing fan, how do you feel about that stereotype that seems to be tagged to those of us that are racing fans? That concept that we're just a bunch of unintelligent hayseed types. How do you feel about that? I don't consider myself that, and sometimes I get a little bit perturbed by the stereotypes that I hear from particularly allegedly intelligent, sports-minded folk. So that kind of bothers me a little bit. The NBA All-Star Weekend this weekend. You checking out that game tomorrow? Huh? How about it? Are you going to be watching that? Looking forward to that All-Star game? I don't know. And how do you what you thinking on Roger Goodell making almost $30 million last year? NFL commissioner making almost $30 million in 1 year. While the highest paid player in the league, Drew Brees, makes 20. And, I mean, well, let's get straight. You know, football, they're almost putting their life on the line. All right, so NASCAR week next week over on Fan Junkies Radio. Make sure you're checking that out with Jonathan and I. As I pointed out, that's at 12 o'clock Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern time right here on Fan Junkies Radio Network. If you want to check out the 5 minutes at the Frat House videos, you can get to them two ways. You can go over to YouTube, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House, and you will find them all. The most recent one that you just heard is number 76. Or you can go over to frathousesports.net, which is our all sports website. We have not only the videos over there, we also put up written content. In fact, I'm constantly looking for writers. And if you happen to, you know, if writing sports is the kind of thing you would like to do, well, then you need to get a hold of me and you can contact me over there. Or you can, you know, there's many number of ways you can do that. You can go over to our Facebook page, go over to the Frat House hyphen Eagleville. All right. Search that in Facebook. Find that. Like it. And then you can send me a note, and I will get you working for us over on frathousesports.net. And I'm open to anyone from any sport, any team. It makes no difference to me, so long as you can write well, and you know you can back things up. You know, I'm not looking for opinion pieces. Sometimes, you know, you got to be able to back everything up with facts. And if you can do that, and you're a good writer, I'd love to have you on board with us, helping us out. All right, so frathousesports.net. And the way you can drop me a note, go over to our Facebook page, The Frat House hyphen Eagleville, E-A-G-L-E-V-I-L-L. And you will find us, give us a like, send me a note. I'll get in touch with you. Guaranteed, promise. Fan Junkies, get over there and like Fan Junkies. Join up with Fan Junkies. It takes just a couple of moments. Where sports meets social networking. This is Jonathan's brainchild, and truly genius it is. This is a this is Facebook for just sports fans. You know, there is no dramas going on over here. There's no stupid games going on over here. It's just a bunch of sports fans from all over the country, all over the place. Any kind of again, any team, any sport, whatever you like, jump into it. There's special groups in there that you can join. Jonathan has chat rooms open frequently for hockey games and football games and any kind of other games that are going on, where you can interact with people live and in real time. And that's a lot of fun. FanJunkies.net. It's completely free, folks. It doesn't take but a couple of seconds to join up with that. I want to thank our friends, particularly Carl and my good buddy Jim Williams and a lot of the other folks over on the staff like Chris Clark and Tyler Brown and Jerry DePew over at CLW83.com. You got to check them out. That's a terrific podcasting and broadcasting network. Again, internet-based, CLW83. They rebroadcast 5 minutes at the Frat House. They rebroadcast Fan Junkies. They rebroadcast Wrestle Chat, which Jonathan runs here on Tuesday afternoons. And so great programming over there, not just our shows, but all the different programs they have. So get over there and check them out as well, clw83.com. All righty. Okay, that's our show for this week's Frat House Saturday. And I thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening in. Ask you to jump in and participate in a lot of those different things that I asked you to help us out with. Get over to the Facebook page, check out our videos, go over to Fan Junkies. appreciate that if you would do that for me and spread the word as well and get more people to be listening and liking and doing all the kinds of things that you're doing to help keeping our sports activities going. All right? And that kind of ties me right into my usual closing remarks. All right? I will be right back here with you next week on Saturday at 3 o'clock. But in the meantime, you know what you've got to do. You got to keep us real, you got to keep us live, and you got to keep us going. I'm going to see you next week. See you then.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.